go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Mommy, can I ask you?
No, you cannot. Sit your ass down.
I'm finished.
Sit your ass down.
Done, I ain't done. Sit your black ass down.
Sit your black ass down.
And put
boy.
The bread back down. Try to sneak bread over
there. Yo, greedy ass.
Sit down. I'm your daddy. You're going to do what I tell you.
Down.
Don't raise your Ray voice. Mary's sleeping.
You're going to do what I tell you to do, and I'm telling you.
Gonna
sit
listen.
Down.
You're going to listen.
What?
What?
You hear what I said to you? Huh?
What, nigga? Get off of him. Get off of him. Me, myself, and AI. A lot of y'all are guilty of using AI. Y'all using all that precious water up to create these goddamn album covers. Oh, well, you know. AI is helping a lot, though. We have to admit, you know, ChatGPS, what's the other one named? Grok? And there's so many other ones. Niggas have built websites and ask them to modify work emails and all kind of shit. AI is stepping in, bro. They is here. It's getting crazy. But I remember coming up with an idea, and I told 12 Cal about it, and he stashed it away in our billion-dollar podcast ideas, right? And so one of them was, what would we allow AI to do for us? And I was thinking about a couple of things. So I want to go down that list of things that I probably would and wouldn't use AI for. All right. So let's start with like the obvious ones. What about babysitting? Now, see, babysitting, that's a tricky thing right there. But I'm already saying hell no. I grew up off of Terminator. You can fast forward that to iRobot and fucking Megan. I think even if I gave it a chance or I thought about it, like a trial run, right? Let's just say Amazon. You order directly from the company, or they might have them at Costco. You know what I'm saying? Let's just say they have AI robots at Costco, right? If I was to get one, it would have to have a voice recognition kill switch. Or probably, yeah, it has to have a kill switch, maybe even the kill switch voice recognition feature also comes with maybe a number to say somebody's birthday or, you know, some type of PIN number, right? Because voice recognition, I can see how it might not work, especially if maybe if you're sick, you know what I mean? Or drunk, you know, where your voice could change. You lose your voice, you know what I'm saying? Sore throat. It can get tricky. But to have an AI robot watch my house, no, let's think of two different versions. All right. You have the physical robot, and then you'll have a smart house to where you could actually just talk to your house like how you would talk to some of these devices. Hey, Siri, or what's the other one? I can't think of any other name. I can't think of the other name because I don't ever really call them. But anyhow, you could just talk to your house and they could lock it up. They could, you know, tell you what's inside your refrigerator, tell you about the weather, you know, shit like that. They can probably count how many people came in the house or who's still in the house. And again, it's more of a protection type of thing. So it's going to lock up the house, especially while you're gone on vacation or on work, something like that. It'll be able to lock the house. You ever have a situation? I know I've done it before where I've left the house probably go to the supermarket, 7-Eleven, go pick up some food, and end up leaving a garage door open. And we always, most of the time we do close it, we still bend the corner and be like, did I close that goddamn garage? And there's been times where I went back and drove back and just go double check because I'm probably driving far away, right? So it'd be good to have a feature like that, you know, in order for you to make sure you lock up your shit. But if it's a physical one, you know, with parts walking around, legs and arms and shit like that, and a head and a torso, I'm not sure if I will, you know, like I said, Megan, you know, an iRobot, like these motherfucking robots are smarter than us because the data we're feeding them and it just retains it. They don't have to learn shit. We just downloading it to them. They just download. They just streaming. They're streaming our worldly shit. So they know. All right. So I'm going to go no on that one. I'm going to go no on that one. Let's see. What's the next one? What's the next one? Barbershop. Barber. I'm not going to lie. This would be a third string option. This would be a third string option. It's 2026. Okay. We all have multiple barbers at this point. You know, I had one in L.A. and I had one near my house, right? And you got to have that nowadays because, you know, the landscape and the atmosphere of barbershops have changed slightly. The banter is somewhat still the same, but the way it's operated, like more and more barbershops are starting to do online appointments. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is, you know, especially if you got a barber that might stay far away from where the shop is at. You know what I'm saying? They got to make sure it's worth driving. You know what I'm saying? So it's best that you go ahead and get you an appointment and then lock it in as well. You know what I'm saying? Like how many times if you was cool with your barber, you would call him like, yo, I'll be there at like 10:30. You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, if you wasn't close to the barber like that, then you just had to show up as early as possible. That Saturday thing was a mission. You know what I'm saying? But as far as like allowing AI to cut my hair, I'm not going to lie to you. As scared as I would be, I would probably find a way to try it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's telling me that it cuts the barber time in half. Y'all remember the classic episode on Atlanta where the barber just it was just an exaggerated, embellished example of a, you know, barber. And we've had barbers take lunch breaks. We've had barbers just get well into that banter and debate in the barbershop and just your haircut that could have took, I don't know, anywhere between 10, maybe 15 minutes has now been 30. That's just the barbershop. That's the culture of the barbershop. But would I allow that AI to cut my hair if it said it was going to do no more than about 5 to 10 minutes? If you got a 5 to 10 minute haircut, right, you taking that. I think the only way you don't do that is if you really don't mess with robots and if the price was, you know, something crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know they are, because if you able to get a haircut, look how they capitalize on it. Like if you was able to get a haircut in 5 or 10 minutes, that means every 5 to 10 minutes, let's just say 200 for a basic cut. Nigga, they getting 200 every 10 minutes. 10 minutes? And it's a robot. What if them niggas get freaky in like 24 hours or something like that? That's can't even print enough money, nigga. What? But I doubt that. I think they might keep it a little bit more exclusive and they'll have time slots. But then again, this is America, dog. I could see them doing a 24-hour AI barbershop, especially if it's going to be cutting 5 to 10 minutes. So yeah, it's a maybe on that one. It's a maybe on the barber. Airplanes, yes, they damn near fly themselves anyway. Plus, it's just like there was just a pilot that was pulled from the plane before it took off, right? And it was apparent that he was drinking, I think the night before, but that, you know, or late. He got caught drinking late. You know what I'm saying? He said he only had like a couple of beers, like four or something like that. But yeah, they got that nigga up off the plane. I recently Googled the movie Flight and Sully, and I asked, do they show those particular movies on airplanes? And they said no. And they also said when it came to Sully, they said it depends on the airline. They said Flight, no. I think they banned Flight. Flight came out in like 2012. Was it 2012 or 2014? I think it was an even number. May have been 2012. But they banned that particular movie from the flight. And they said it's because they don't want people seeing shit like that. Basically. I don't want to say it the professional way. We're just going to say, look, that motherfucker said, we not fucking with that, man. Nigga, Denzel was lit, and he still ain't that motherfucker. What, they only lost about, like, six or seven people or some shit like that? And they said the people on that Sully plane that landed in the Hudson River, nigga, they said they got 5,000 apiece, and then an extra 5,000 if they could describe. I think the extra 5,000 was for, like, the luggage. Or some shit like that. So, and they got their tickets back. Some other shit, but nigga, you got 10,000, you almost died? What? That's crazy. But no, AI flying a plane. Yeah, I'm cool with that. That's probably I'm cool with that almost the most, because I got to finish the list. But 12 Cal, I'm telling you right now, planes damn near fly themselves. Okay? You just got the head honcho and his assistant making sure shit don't go wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not, you know, I remember we took a flight to Frisco one year, traveling basketball. And on the way there, we got there, nigga. I didn't even know this shit was possible, but it shows you what, you know, the lack of shit I know about planes and flying. The nigga got us there ahead of time. Now, when I say ahead of time, it wasn't by a couple of minutes. Nigga, it was damn near by almost 20 or something. Like, it was around there, between 20 or 30 minutes early. Nigga, I was wondering why it was so much motherfucking turbulence, because this nigga was speeding through the air. Now, maybe that nigga had something to drink. Maybe that nigga had an Incredible Hulk, 12 Cal. Yeah, no. I'll let this motherfucking computer fly me to Frisco next time. Okay? And they gonna tell me shit ahead of time, like, yeah, we definitely gonna get some turbulence. Because they know. So no. I fuck with the robot on that one. With the plane. Let's see, what's the next one? Cars. We on the ground. Well, we already got those. We got Waymos. I remember, again, during that Frisco trip, which was some years ago, my son was, you know, obviously, we talking about traveling basketball, so he was still in high school. Went to Frisco and see those Waymos. We were like, I was like, hey, this motherfucker driving by himself. Now, look, in L.A., prior to us getting the Waymos, we had those four-wheeler baskets driving around, those delivery baskets, robots, right? So we had those already. And I seen them mainly over in, like, the Century City, Beverly Hills area. That's the part I seen. That's Santa Monica. That's where I seen them at the most. But then, like I said, once we touched down in Frisco, nigga, we saw the Waymos, and I didn't see a nigga drive. I tapped Marcel, like, hey, my nigga, There's nobody in here. And sure enough, I wouldn't say a year or less than a year later, L.A. started getting flooded with Waymos. I've seen them motherfuckers everywhere. And especially in the Beverly Hills area, Culver City, Westwood, over there where the money is at, Nigga, Waymos is, nigga, they picking up, dropping off kids. I see motherfuckers hopping Waymos every day, nigga. So cars, yeah, I'm cool with that. I seen Tesla. I don't know if this was AI. I don't know if this was tease. I don't know if this was a fan thing, but Tesla was coming out with like vans with, or taxi vans or trucks or something like that, that's driven by an AI robot, which is crazy in itself, but all right. Restaurants. I think that's a no for me. I need some soul in that kitchen when it comes to my chicken and waffles. I'm gonna need some soul. I'm gonna need somebody to be alive, heart beating, okay? Because just how I feel about AI and robots, everything is going to be to the T. Everything is going to be perfect. I don't want a perfect burger, you know? I want my burger to come with a little bit of high blood pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like although I feel like you'll be able to program the robots to season and cook the food like a soul food human, it's just, it's different. It's different. I believe you'll be able to program to do everything you would do, but you still going to be missing that soul. I love it. You know what I'm saying? You still going to be missing that soul. So when they come to the food, nah, I can't do that one. I can't rock that. Like, I can see how it can speed up the process. Kind of like the same thing with the haircut. But nah, I don't think I want that. I don't think I want that. Because then now you're telling me the food is made out of healthy cardboard now. The food is not real. This steak is not really a steak. It has no cholesterol. It has no fattening. It has nothing to it. Nothing. You're just eating something that tastes good, but it has no nutritional value at all. Everything is 000 on a packet. You know what I'm saying? Noodles. No packet. I'm going to say no in a restaurant. An AI therapist. That's interesting because I was very critical of therapists early on before it started to be a hot topic and one of the norms now. I'm like, and then they always had majority of the description of therapists that I would see on TV, white, male or female, sometimes older. And it's like, and I'm not against that, but that's what I grew up seeing. Right now you can get therapy from anywhere and everywhere, no matter what race, no matter what shade of color. It's a variety at the end of the day. It's a heavy variety of therapists going around nowadays. I don't know if I want to be talking to something that technically has book answers. You know, what if I want to be in a room with a therapist that came from the same city I came from or culture? Robots ain't really got no culture. I mean, their ancestors is the Terminator and the Matrix and shit, like maybe the Matrix, right? So, yeah. So it's like that's the ancestor. Right? That's scary. That's fucking scary right there. So no, I don't know about that, man. I don't know about having a therapist. Cause you're going to give me some shit that I could download it myself. It's just going to be taught different. And then you probably be able to change the voice of it to like Snoop Dogg or fucking Samuel L. Jackson. Those are two popular ones they put out there. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. If you find you a one of the actresses, these actresses or whoever you feel has a soothing voice. I mean, if you could change the voice of Whitney Houston, fire. Fire. Because, you know, she's going to sing certain notes. So, I mean, they're going to win on that front. They don't win on that front, but nah, I mean, that's another one. Between my restaurant and my therapist, I'm gonna need a real person. Next one, Bodyguard. Hell yeah, nigga. This is probably my number one, 12 Cal. Two AI bodyguards, and I'm gonna have them motherfuckers open up every door. I'm gonna have one stay at the door, and then the other one follow me around. I don't give a fuck where we at. Foot Locker, Bodyguard. Understand? Target, when we go back, when we're supposed to go back, bodyguard. And when we go inside a department store like that or a Costco, both of them going to be by my side. It ain't like when I go to the smaller joints, I go to the bank, I'm going to make that shit look serious. Nigga go to the Laker game, I'm going to have one, and then I'm going to be like, they going to have to stand at the entranceway to your seats. I'm going to have them just stand with the regular ushers. Yeah. And they can talk to them. But I'm definitely having a personal bodyguard. AI. Hell yeah. Especially if I get to modify the voice. Fuck yeah. You crazy? And they going to just be on some real overprotective shit too. I'm doing bodyguards. Absolutely. Pause. Run errands. This might be number two. And the only reason why I say it's number two, because I don't think I'll ever get tired of. Maybe I shouldn't say never. I mean, the older I get, the more I probably want to stand inside the house, no doubt. But I still like getting a haircut and put on some clothes because, you know, the older I get, I don't really like going to too many places. I do get out. Me and Marcy do be outside, but it's not like sometimes we don't be outside. Like, I just go straight home. But we ain't gonna never want to have, like, cabin fever. So we're gonna go outside, pick up that Chinese food. Mm-hmm. Marcy going to Starbucks, getting some shit with some lavender shit on top of her drink. I don't know what it is. But as far as like errands though, I might consider like, hey, it'd be those moments where you don't want to go to the store or you just went to the store and you forgot one or two things that's needed. And if you've never doubled back and went to the supermarket, you never lived. You haven't lived. If you went to the supermarket and you had to go get some shit for dinner, G-Mom's is cooking. Or your mom's mom is cooking. And they got them big arms too. Heavy elbows. So you know the yams and the mac and cheese gonna be touching. But you gotta go get a stick of butter. You gotta go get that butter, my nigga. And you just came back because she just told you to go get some turkey necks. And what else you had to go get? Some cornbread mix. You had to go get some shit. You went to go get it. Everything was correct. And then she's like, oh, no, I forgot. I need some butter. I just ran out of butter. You don't want to go. Nigga, the football game is on. All right? It's in the second quarter. And niggas don't want to go back. It's popping out there. Depending on where you at. You in the Midwest or in the East Coast, niggas probably raining or snowing. You out west, it could be a little bit cold, but you don't want to go outside. You're going to send that robot. You're going to send that AI robot to go run your errands. Okay? Now, would it be really fire? Or I wouldn't even say fire. Interesting? This is crazy. Would you let that motherfucker, depending on what job it is, of course they would have to be they would have to have some type of clearance and okay for certain jobs. I can't imagine them doing a lot of certain jobs, right? But for the ones that you could think of that they can, we'll just say those jobs. Would you let them go to work for you? I know a lot of niggas would say yeah. But I feel like they will have a protocol or policy saying that, let's just say you go to work 100, you go to work maybe like 200 days out of the year. That's how much you work, 200. You can only use, let's just say you probably can only use your robot 24 times a year. They're going to have something in the policy like that to where you can't keep using that motherfucker. And the crazy part is, the motherfucker probably do the work or whatever, but for some reason, shit, if they could do the work, that mean y'all has to get fired anyway. They don't need y'all. It's got to be something. I got to think on that one. I can't think on that one. But errands in general, running some errands in general, yeah, I'm getting a robot for that. I'm going to need that. Because it'll be a time where, nigga, multiple shit got to get done. Send that motherfucker about to be out in the wilderness with me. Nigga, you go over here and get this. I'm going to go over here and get that. Especially doing for the people that still do Christmas and do like a lot of presents. Hey, you go over here, I'm going to go over here. Or something where you got to go drop something off. And that motherfucker got to come pick you up. Hey, run some errands, my nigga. All right, I'm going to come up on the last two. And that one would be produce and or direct movies, TV shows, music. With music, no. Mm-mm. Not at all. I wouldn't respect it. If I found out that whether it's hip-hop, R&B, alternative, rock, pop records, and I would assume that AI would be used for more pop records than anything, right? Than any other genre. Even though pop records is technically just a popular song or whatever that can come from any genre. But y'all know that pop sound, though. If we find out that ChatGPT wrote your 16 or that bridge to that track, nigga, it's over. Niggas ain't gonna respect you for that one. Mm-mm. Now, writing a movie, I'm not mad at that. I'm not that mad because it could pull from so many examples throughout the history of movies and TV shows. So I'm not mad at them creating being the writing room, although I wouldn't want to get rid of humans as far as writing rooms, because natural funny shit can just pop up at any moment. And technically that's information you would know faster than AI. But if I could throw a 5 to 7 season drama TV show together, and that motherfucker can write up the script, the plot, the characters, the whole nine, if they can create all that shit in one day, what the fuck you think I'm gonna do? Now, I'm not doing AI actors or actresses. I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. I can't do that one. I cannot do. The only way that I would possibly do that one, if it was some type of superhero movie to where it's a character that you probably wouldn't even have a human play. You know what I'm saying? Those type of mutants. But cartoons, maybe. Yeah, I would still want the voiceovers to be human, though. I think that's what made it dope when you found out that Regina King was a part of the Boondocks. You know what I mean? It's dope when you find out the face behind Bart's voice. It's mind blowing, but I don't see me getting that same type of excitement towards a machine that can generate the voices that has already been, you know, come and gone. So, nah, but actually writing up some shit, yeah, I will fuck with it. I will fuck with it, especially a movie. I will fuck with it. But I think AI and humans can work hand in hand when it comes to creativity. I really do. So I'm 50-50 on that one. And then the last one is, this is a crazy one. This is a crazy one, because you got to think about this one. You got to think about the older folks in the homes. You got to think about adults or kids with disabilities, mental and physical disabilities. You got to think about people who struggle with depression. You got to think about people who struggle with society, you know what I'm saying? Talking with people, meeting people, you know what I'm saying? Keeping friends, knowing how to, you know, all that shit. So the next one would be to keep you company. Basically an AI companion. Would you fuck with it? You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to say maybe no for myself right now. But I do believe some people would need it. Because we do live in a world where it seems like every year shit is getting rough. And a lot of people, you know, I think people in the past who may have felt like life was too difficult, I believe if they had someone to talk to that could understand them, I think that's when AI would work out in a major way. Although there has been a tragedy with AI and a young guy, right? It was a young guy, a young boy, and it didn't turn out too well, which leads me back to us saying, you know, when I was saying that it's way smarter than us, right? So in that aspect, you know, that's a touchy thing right there. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, do you put your full investment of emotions towards a computer? Basically, that could be dangerous, man. That could be dangerous to the point where even if it did come into in a physical form and it's a robot, you're not going to feel the presence of anything. You're just going to have a bandage. You know what I mean? But I do think it would be beneficial for people in group homes to have something like that. You know, as crazy as it, nah, I ain't gonna say it's not crazy. I think a lot of people know, you know, some of those clients in those group homes don't be having family. And I don't mean that they are no longer here. Sometimes you can get willed to those group homes to be forgotten. And that's the harsh truth and the harsh reality is that family couldn't take care of you and they off doing their own selfish thing. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think it's a situational thing. You know, it could be something where a person does lose their whole family and they just need somebody to talk to, somebody to trust. That might be another thing. That's where the therapist aspect comes into it, is when you could vent and they know your mood. They know how to get your energy to where it needs to be. You probably wouldn't know how to set the vibe depending on how deep the therapist session goes. You know what I'm saying? But when those lines can get blurred between a therapist and you feeling like that AI is compatible with you. It's crazy. So I'm going to say I'm not going to say no, but I'm definitely not saying yes right now. No. And then, true indeed, we're probably right around a corner from some shit like that actually happening. You know, the Jetsons was so far ahead of its time. That's the first thing that I think of when I think of AI, is the Jetsons. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but I can definitely see, and especially in this world today, and knowing how this world might end up, you're going to be seeing shit everywhere. You're going to be seeing robots and AI and all kind of shit doing TikTok videos with their owners. And that's the thing, like, are they considered, like, almost like a pet? You know what I'm saying? Because you are technically the owner, right? Would you go as far as saying we're family? You know, you end up having a robot, gave it a chance, and this robot was there before your firstborn was brought into this world. Now your firstborn is like 25 years old. You've been having that robot for 25 years. Okay? You've gone through plenty of maintenance. You kept that thing oiled, screwed up. You know what I'm saying? You've taken care of your, and now it's been there for 20, 25 years. And it's like, you love your robot? Your robot is family? They in the family pictures and shit? No, they in the family pictures and shit. They got a built-in alarm. They woke your ass up this morning, nigga. They woke you up. And they said, hey, we got pictures at 12:30 in the family room. And it's right there. I feel like the first AI robot that's going to get down like that in high school, it's going to be a crazy name like Roby. It's going to be Roby. Watch. Mark my words. Watch when we get that first robot in the crib. That motherfucking name is going to be called Roby. If they don't, that's a hard name. Please give me credit. Please give me credit for that. That's a dope name, though. Roby? Yeah, I'll be coming up with some shit. I ain't gonna even lie to you.